Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard with our friends from Explore Avengers for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We were just having a ball. Now, you've heard the Scuba Cowboy, you heard Mermaid Tiffany, you heard some of the passengers, some of the crew. One of our special guests this week has been Fraser from Scuba Pro. And what did I say?
And Sea Life.
And Sea Life, of course, yes. I was going to say, I said his name wrong. I thought I was right. Fraser, right?
Got it right, yeah.
Yeah, I got it right for a Yank.
Not bad for American, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. So he's representing Scuba Pro, brought on some Scuba Pro gear, also from some Sea Life cameras as well. He reps that company as well. And letting people play with them and take some pictures, dive some gear. Our crew has been diving Scuba Pro gear all week, and I want to delve right into that, Fraser. Let's talk about what Scuba Pro has to offer, because I really like the way these things have been breathing this week, and I'm diving which particular reg?
Right now you're diving the Mark 25 S600, and the lovely Mermaid Tiffany has been diving the Mark 25 A700. So these are two.
So she got two, like a $150 better than me or something. Is that how it works or no?
I would more say like a $399 better than you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my math's off, you know. But so what's the difference between those two?
Just as the work of breathing is slightly better on the A700. It's the top of our range regulator. It's once described as in one of the magazines as scuba diving bling, because it's nice and shiny and chrome for the second stage.
Very shiny, very blingy for sure. And the second stage is all chrome,
yeah.
So very shiny and it works quite well. Kind of has a kind of like a chromed out motorcycle kind of vibe. Is that what they were going for, maybe?
No, they were just. It was more of a retro look. So the old balance adjustable, way back from the chrome days of the 109, the balance adjustable from there. But it's not just about the looks. It's about the performance as well. They redesigned the interior so that the aerodynamics inside the second stage breathes a lot better. You know, they changed the air barrel. They changed the way the Viva is. It's actually one of the smallest second stages that we do. It's not got the threaded front cover. It's got the four torque screws, which allows it to reduce the size from there. So it's a phenomenal regulator.
Comfortable, cool looking, and I guess do they still come in different weight classes too? I know there used to be the ultralight. Do you guys still have that or no?
Well, that's more of the first stage now.
Okay.
And the ultralight was one of those special alloys that we had for range. But we still have, you know, if you want to put it down there, we've still got the titanium regulator, the Mark 25 S600, which is the top of the range. Very, very lightweight. Even the second stage has a titanium barrel in it.
Nice. Well, and of course you get that kind of stuff, less corrosion, lighter weight. So less service time in between necessarily, or maybe save you a few bucks in the long run. But the main thing is that it's lighter and that kind of thing too, right?
And it's titanium. You want the best. There it is.
There you go. Well, of course, I always like the best. So maybe that's what I have to go for. So you got the line of regulators. We've been playing with that. We got the BCs, which I believe the one I'm diving with is like a variation of the Scuba Pro Classic BC, which is basically the industry standard, isn't it?
The Classic has been around for 20 years, forever, yeah.
That was my first BC, a Scuba Pro Classic.
It's still in the line. It's the only one of its kind in the whole industry. Nobody else makes one like that. All the seams are handmade, and it's bulletproof, but it is a heavy BC. You know, the ones you're diving are the travel BCs, the Go. You know,
so. It's the girl. Is that what you said?
Go.
The go. Okay. Go, you know. I was going to say that would explain it. That's why I got it. If it was the girl, but it's the go.
It's the go. It's the travel BC. So it's weighing just coming in at just over 4 pounds. You know, lightweight, a little bit of a lighter denier nylon, weight integrated, but is perfect for what we've been doing down here.
Yeah, you know, nice pockets and things too. That's what, you know, some of the other BCs I've dove with. They seem to have gone away from having nice, good-sized pockets for extra things like maybe a roll-up snorkel or, you know, a Nautilus Lifeline or some other little accessories you want to tuck away and have at your disposal, but not necessarily at the ready, you know, just tucked away. And a lot of them seem to be going away from that, with the exception of this one. So it's still light and travel-friendly, but it has nice big pockets. That's just something I found. Is that, are you getting that from other folks or no?
Yeah, I mean, some people like the pockets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got the back-mounted BCs that we've had in the range for a long time, like the Lady Hawk and the Night Hawk, and those didn't have the pockets on them. They had the weight integrated, of course. They had a small roll-down pocket. And it was due to that reason they actually brought out the Seahawk. So the Seahawk is a back-mounted flotation, but it has those nice big pockets that people want. So there's a BC for everybody's requirements.
Yeah. If you want. Well, you know, the same type of BC for me and Tiff really should be dramatically different.
Why is that?
Well, just look at her.
I don't know.
No, you don't see any difference at all? And Tiff is actually like, look, you have issues as well, and you need a specially fitting BC. Right, Tiff? Is that what you're going through?
I have.
No, I was. You're looking at me like I need to have a specially fitting BC.
Oh,
by some of the comments you've made on the boat here, when I'm walking around without
a
t-shirt.
User error on your part.
Yeah. User error?
As yet, we can't design BCs to overcome mental incompetencies.
Well, okay, well, thanks. Yeah, her and Tiff obviously have ganged up on me as usual, but I'm used to it. All right, so we got the BCs, the regulators. You brought some masks on. What is Scuba Pro doing in the mask world?
Well, the masks you've got right now are the Synergy True Fits. So it's the one with the kind of like the very, very flexible corrugated skirt, which, you know, is supposed to be fit about 95% of people. It's so flexible on that skirt that it will conform to most people's faces from that. But also, don't forget, what's the mask? I also brought down the Chromis, the new dive watch you've been diving.
That's right, and I really love that. And one of the things you pointed out was that Scuba Pro has a license for this particular font that no one else can use on their dive computers.
Right, yeah, we have a proprietary font that was designed to make it easy to read, even though it's a small watch face, watch size. You know, some of us are getting a little bit older. You know, I have to carry the reading glasses around with myself these days, but the font does make it easier to read underwater for those that get a little bit hard of...
You know, I don't know what you're talking about as far as getting advanced in age. I don't know why. I can't relate to that. But ironically, I have suffered in the vision department, and I found that to be absolutely true.
Get your plastic surgeon to give you a recommendation to an optometrist, and I'm sure.
I mean, this is all real, man. I'm all real. I know it's hard to believe when you look at me, but
back if I were you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was nice that as small as that watch dive, the Chronos is. I did. I thought that was going to be a problem seeing the numbers. Not at all. And very very user-friendly, too. I mean, all the information's there, and it does some pretty high-tech stuff, I'm guessing, as well, right?
Yeah, it does all, you know, it's all, you know, air, nitrox, does apnea, even has a swim counter. So you can set out, you know, if you know how far you travel on one swim stroke, you can set that, and it will count your strokes as you're practicing in the pool.
Yeah, well, I think I at least had a couple strokes this week, but it wasn't those type. It was after I saw Tiffany in her, you know, bikini looking a little inappropriate, but it happens. All right, so we had the Chronos dive watch. That was for our crew, and that one's not air integrated, though, right? There, but some of the other folks did have some air integrated.
Yeah, I brought along the Subgear XPH. That's the hose integrated computer. So it gives you air pressure as well as all the regular requirements you need for your dive. The actual the 3H actually does three gases and closed circuit mode as well. So there's a lot of functions and features on that computer for most divers need.
Now, are you finding more people are going for the air integrated these days, or is that just like another step up cost wise? Or because I don't know, I'm finding something like the Chronos, it isn't air integrated, gives you all the basic information, and you really, you know, more toys, more problems kind of thing, you know?
No, not these days. I mean, they're very reliable, you know, and it's, again, it comes down to a preference. Some people like everything in one console, whether it be air integrated through it with a hose or air integrated through a transmitter.
Yeah.
You know, some people like those features and gadgets.
So it's just up to the end user, whatever. You got something for everybody.
Yeah. We try and provide everything in the range for everybody's tastes and budget.
Yeah, now what are you diving?
Well, right now I'm using the Seahawk. I'm a fan of the back-mounted flotation that I have been for a long time. I'm also diving the new Mark 21 First Stage with the lightweight S560.
Nice. All right, well, that's what I'm going to have to get my hands on. Good figure. He's the guy. He knows what to dive. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about a Sea Life line of cameras next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
You know, we have been going down all week here, just off the coast of St. Kitts right now, but we've been diving around Saba, just having a big old time with our friends from Explorer Ventures. I'm with Fraser right now, who is from Scuba Pro. Also, Subgear is a brand that they handle as well. And he was nice enough to throw in a little bonus this week. I didn't expect this till we got on the boat, but all of a sudden I see all these Sea Life cameras. And Fraser also reps that company, and he brought some of those cameras for people to try out. And they're having a ball, getting some great shots. And you've been capturing some very cool moments of everybody. And I know that's something you do quite a bit, and people appreciate it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I try and take, obviously, photos for my own pleasure, but it's also good on a trip like this to try and get some pictures of the individuals that, so they can, you know, I'll send them to them, they can have them, and then they can put it on the desktop and show their family what they've been up to. It's just a shame that no one takes any pictures of me.
No, I've been getting shots. I got a few. I'm doing, I'm videotaping, and then I'll cheat and pull a frame and say that was a picture. Yeah, that's kind of cheating photography. Isn't it? It's not the same, but, you know, yeah, I don't know. I manage to pull a picture or two, and then you can just lie. That's one way. But the better way is to actually use a real still photography camera like the Sea Life, which is, which one is that you've been showcasing this week?
Well, I've been shooting, for my stills, I've still been shooting the DC 1400, which I had in the range for about a year now, which is a 14 megapixel camera, still camera. It's for the novice to intermediate. You know, I can shoot it on auto or I can shoot it on manual and change f-stops and exposures and all that kind of stuff. And I've shooting it with the new Sea Dragon strobe. It's simple, you know. It's getting some great shots, but it's not a huge outlay for under $1,000. I'm getting some really good pictures that I would be pleased to actually put on a canvas or a print to have in the office, or even just to have on the desktop when it's January and you're freezing your butt off up north in your office, you know, office, thinking, I can't wait for the next
day. You know, you could submit it to a magazine for sure. I mean, this
magazine, yeah. The also one I've been using, which I was really excited to use, is the brand new Sea Life Micro HD. This is a video camera primarily, although it does shoot 13 megapixel stills. It shoots 1080 video. It has a 140 degree lens. It's half the size of the DC 1400. One of the best features about this, there's no way you can flood it. There are no O-rings. The memory's built in. Right now I'm shooting, there's two versions. There's a 16 gigabyte built-in memory. There's a 32 gigabyte with Wi-Fi, which is the one I'm shooting right now from there. Okay, which is plenty enough for a dive video. You can upload it to your iPad, your device. And I'm using that, coupled that with the Sea Dragon 2000 lumen video light.
Nice. So you don't even have to take it out of the housing. You don't even have to open it. It's all self-contained, like you said, anyway. But because of the Wi-Fi is part of the card, or is that actually
built into the camera? It's built into the camera. So
cool.
All I do is I just, you know, dry it off. It's got gold connectors. I just make sure those dry, and then you can plug it in and charge it. Plug it in with USB to your computer, or I just sit there and shoot the Wi-Fi to my iPad.
Nice. Now, I have found that when it comes to video or photography, for that matter, and I used to shoot more stills than I do these days, but it's all about the lighting. And like you said, that strobe and the fact that it's matched with the camera, that's like 90% of the challenge right there. When you bring those two elements together and they're perfectly matched. And the proof is what he's been capturing this week and showing it on the TV every evening of everything. I mean, just every picture you show up, you know, you're putting up there just looks lit perfectly. And that's the strobe and how the camera works with the strobe and why you buy them as a kit, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's it. It's the strobe is designed to work with the pre-flash of the camera. But, I mean, the good thing about the Sea Life strobe as well, it can work with any camera that has a clear housing. You know, we have various settings in there, and you can match it to the camera. But it's not just the, you know, the equipment. There's also a little bit of, you know, dive technique. You notice I'm, you know, a couple of feet away, got a good buoyancy, and, you know, that helps as well when you're taking pictures. You know, if you imagine what a shot would be on land if you're shaking around all place, well, times that by 10 underwater, and that's why people realize that their photos are out of focus, or, you know, they're too blue because they're trying to take a picture of something that's 10 feet away, and unless you've got $1,000 worth of strobe, the light is not going to penetrate that far.
Right. So a little trial and error, or maybe you're lucky enough to be on a boat with Fraser and he can give you a few tips. With the gear. You know, that's one of the added bonuses in being on a trip like this. And I'm sure you like the opportunity to be able to, you know, work with some of the folks and let them play with this gear and give them a few tips along the way. And I guess that never gets old when you're turning on, you know, turning them on to some new technology or new toys to play with and getting that first-time reaction. That's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. You know, when you start off and you see people's results from the first day of the trip to how they're progressing and techniques, and then you actually see them underwater as well, putting into practice what you've told them towards the end of the trip and getting really good pictures, you know. And here I am down on the Caribbean Explorer. I've done, you know, Sabre and St. Kitts, and this is just another hard day at work for me, you know.
It really, our office is probably one of the worst things anybody could imagine.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and that's just what we do. We have to travel around and do this kind of thing. I got a radio show to do. You got a few, you know, toys to sell.
It's a good. Your listeners should be fortunate that you and I do this, so they don't have to.
Yes. Well, you know, I tell them that, and then I get a lot of hate mail. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, but, don't give them my address then.
Well, okay. We'll file it accordingly for sure. But you know, we'll make sure we forward it to them, or I'll just forward all the hate mail that I get to you from now on for sure. Fraser, what do you think about this trip? I mean, you go out on a lot of trips, and you're obviously visiting your Scuba Pro dealers. I know from here you're going to St. Lucia to open up a new Scuba Pro dealer there, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I've been in St. Lucia in November. No, this trip is great. I mean, what we can have, the crew's good, the boat's good, but, you know, don't tell my boss, but I've been relaxed a little bit, you know.
He's been working to the bone. Look at him. The guy's breaking a sweat, maybe. Well,
you know, I've been, it's some great diving, take some good pictures. The food, I'm going to have to, you know, get back in the gym after this because the food is just phenomenal.
It's quality poundage.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always
quality
say.
Quality poundage. Oh, yeah. It was good food, and I ate lots of it.
Yeah. So, any particular favorite dive site we've seen this week? What do you like, Sabre, St. Kitts, so far?
They're both different. You know, they're both different things. It's, if you imagine, I always used to go in like the Living Seas, those at Epcot,
sure,
and look at the coral reef there and say, "Well, that's false. It's all plastic and everything." But that's not. That's Sabre. What it looks like.
That is kind of what Sabre looks like.
Yeah, but it's all the bright colours and soft corals everywhere, and lots of fish. And then St. Kitts is, you know, a little bit more what maybe what Caribbean are used to.
We got more folks that are getting ready to do a night dive, and we're going to talk to them and let you hear their thoughts as well. Next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are on the CX2, the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures, anchored off the coast of St. Kitts right now. There's a full moon in the sky. It couldn't get any more perfect as far as hanging out on a live aboard, trust me, with the exception of having the scuba cowboy on the boat with us as well, entertaining everybody as they come up after their night dive, and that's what they're doing, or that's what Pup's doing right now. But before they actually get out of the water, we're going to talk to them in just a bit. He has been nice enough or gracious enough to share a little tidbit, maybe a little hook or two from one of the new songs that will debut on your next CD that'll debut at DEMA, right, Pop?
That is correct. The title of the new album is I Just Want to Dive, and this track is appropriately named Living Large on a Liveaboard, and it seems perfect to share it tonight because this was actually inspired on our last trip on the Caribbean Explorer 2.
Well, it sounds good. We'll take it away, and here you go. Living it up, or what is it called again?
Living Large on a Liveaboard.
All right, here we go.
Living large on a liveaboard, seeing new dive sites that I never explored. It's 28 steps from my bed to my scuba gear. Living large on a liveaboard, I never dreamed it was something I could ever afford. But I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes for a year. Now I'm here.
Nice! I like it. You know, we're on a liveaboard and he's singing about it. So it does, it just doesn't get any better than that when you're having a scuba radio scuba cruise. And not only do we have mermaids, do we do our radio show, we have Scuba Pro on board, we have folks, you know, playing with these Sea Life cameras, the folks from Spare Air letting them play with those products. But we get the Scuba Cowboy entertaining everybody and writing songs about the experience as well. That kind of stuff happens on every trip where you come on these trips, and whether it's the liveaboard or the diving itself, it inspires tunes, and that's just one of several that will debut in November on I Just Want to Dive. TheScubaCowboy.com. Check it out. And we got more coming up from the CX2 with our friends from Explore Ventures next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
You know, I think we have a boatload full of scubaholics here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard. Just anchored off of, right now, we just moved the boat over closer to Nevis, I believe. We're between Nevis and St. Kitts right now as we rest for the evening. People just came up from the night dives. Heather, Nick, among those group. Heather, how was the night dive?
Spectacular.
It was good. Good stuff?
Excellent.
Now, it beats your local watering hole, I'm assuming, by just a little bit, Nick, because you guys are from Toronto, Canada, where the water temps are, well, they're frozen, from what I'm told. Is that right?
They are certain times of the season. That unless you want to go to the North Pole, where it's cold all the time. But in our Ontario, where we are, it's now pretty cold, the water. And another month, it'll be freezing over.
No, freezing over. Hell has, well, Toronto is frozen over up there. But that's where your local watering or your local dive sites are. And you have a lot of experience ice diving, is that right?
Yes, I do. I also teach it. I'm an instructor for ice diving. And my wife, Heather, she loves it.
Now, can you actually instruct a warm water wuss like myself to overcome that initial fear of the fact that it's water that is frozen and it's like at temperatures that just make me want to shrivel up? You know, this that term shrinkage scares me a bit. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that point, but we've never had any problems with anybody. Usually everybody, when they get finished doing that type of stuff, all say, wow, I really like that type of diving under ice.
There's a lot of advantages to ice diving. Now, I watch Bering Sea Gold on Discovery Channel, so I see that. I've seen videos on YouTube, and Heather, we were talking about this, where the divers up there, you know, under the lakes and oceans or wherever they're doing this ice diving thing, they'll do, like, underwater hockey. Have you participated in that as well up there in Canada or what?
I've never actually played the ice hockey, but I have seen it, and I have seen some really interesting ideas on YouTube of things that are really upside down.
But you guys just go down underwater there in Canada just for the sheer joy of it. You don't need to play any games. You go down there just to see the critters or marine life or look at yourself in the reflection of the ice upside down. What's going on there, Nick?
There's no really a reflection, but the bottom is just like a skating rink. It's dead smooth. Isn't shiny. You see all your bubbles on the surface. Up in the Arctic, up where I dove up there, the bottom's not, because it's all the fresh water. They're froze on top of the salt water, and it's pretty rough underneath. It's not that type of smoothness to it. But it's different looking. It's also dirty looking. I guess it's sort of, when they get blended together, it's sort of murky. But besides that, it's still interesting to see all the stuff under the water that you don't see during the summertime that come out into colder water.
Like what? What possibly could live in an environment like that? It just seems like, doesn't seem human perfectly possible to be in those type of environments to me. Now, I speak from a warm water wuss's perspective, but you with more experience, I guess there is something. What is it? What attracts the people underwater there as far as the marine life and stuff?
That's a good question. What attracts them? It's the experience of trying it and doing it, and it's safe. It's probably one of the safest sports type of things you can do than regular diving. You are tethered. You are tied to a line. You cannot get away. If you don't answer within 1 minute, they tug and give you a message twice, pull. You don't return the message, like say, oh, I'm okay. You're out so fast, you don't know what happened to you. So you never have a chance of ever getting hurt.
Okay, so the person who's holding the rope or the tether, is this someone you got to be extra nice to on the surface, I'm guessing? Because I would imagine that could lend itself to some hijinks. Is that just me too?
That's you.
Okay, that figures. That explains it. See, I don't know if I'm cut out for this ice diving thing. But let's get back on track to where we are now. Because obviously you guys came on this trip to escape some of that environment. Have you been diving around the world a little bit there, Heather? I had heard you say this isn't your first liveaboard experience. You've been on a couple before, right?
Yeah, we took one other a couple years ago to Indonesia for 11 days. And we really enjoyed that. And now Nick is hooked on liveaboards, so every time we go on holidays now, I got to search for a liveaboard, and we're really happy we've found Caribbean Explorer, and we know that they have sisters in other places, Maldives, and we're looking forward to joining them on all of them.
Well maybe you can come back with us a year from now. This is the official announcement. We are going to be on the Turks and Caicos Explorer and doing another Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. So if we didn't offend you too much this week, you can consider joining us next week, and that goes for anyone listening right now as well. So how did you zero in with Explorer Ventures? How did you find this particular itinerary yourself?
I was interested in what's going on at Saba this month with the See and Learn. And then I was looking on the internet for liveaboards, because Nick said, let's find a liveaboard. And I was fortunate enough to find one that visits St. Martin's, Saba, and St. Kitts, and they were nice enough to pick us up from Saba. So it was a perfect fit.
Yeah, they are very accommodating, aren't they, here at Explorer Ventures? They work with everybody to make the all the travel arrangements, whether it's Percy in St. Kitts or Gene over in St. Martin. They get them from the airport and take care of all the logistical stuff. And in your case, you decided to hop on board in Saba and miss the crossing from St. Martin to Saba, which is nice. Crossings are kind of a drag, depending on the weather. And, I think you guys worked it correctly by hopping on in Sable for sure. Now, Nick, let me ask you, what drew you to liveaboards? The fact that there is no ice here?
Yeah, well, it's that same thing. Heather does the arranging for us to go diving, and I take care of all the gear and her.
Yeah, and you are a dive instructor up there. I heard you were saying you have like 1,700 dives under your belt.
Yes, I do. I have quite a few. That's not as much as a lot of other people have, but I do have quite a few dives, and all over the world.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite spot? Is this this area around Saba we've been diving this week? Is this quickly went up the list as far as cool places you've been now, or what?
Yes, it's one of them. It's just always waiting for the other spot that could be better. Hard to beat, though. You know, every time you go to another one, there's always something different. I enjoy the different things. You find different life in the water where you don't find it. You know, you go to another 100 miles from here and you get other things that you never see.
Well, up there when you're diving under the ice, there's pretty much nothing, you know, and then you come here. Well, I joke, I kid, but I keep telling myself that because I'm afraid I'm going to be tempted to do this ice diving thing. But you're telling me I should do this, aren't you? You're looking at me like, Craig, come on, suck it up. It won't be that bad. You'll be very gracious. Or you'll thank me for jumping in and doing this ice diving thing. Is that true?
Yeah, and the thing is, where we live, where the for fishing, ice fishing is we're the capital of the world for ice fishing. Well, that right there is all the fishing you can do, but you just go diving under and look at all the fish that are trying to be caught and stuff. So it's all what's in fresh water. People, you know, what are you going to look at in the winter? Well, all the same stuff you find in the summer, they're still there. They don't leave for the winter and go down south and then come back and say, oh, good, geez, nice warm water here again.
Yeah, well, you know, you just brought up another idea that maybe this is just me, but it sounds kind of appealing to me to go down on an ice dive. swim over to somebody else's hole and yank on their fishing pole line a few times.
That would be fun.
Just to screw with them a little bit. You ever done that?
No, no, we don't do that.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of adventure? That sounds like fun. Think of it. You think about it, right? Then leave it to suckers.
Like their lost lures.
Yes, okay. Yeah, pick up their gear or something like that, for sure. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys on the boat, and you guys have been having a good time, and this won't be the last, I'm guessing, right, Heather?
No, this will definitely not be the last for Explorer Ventures. We're definitely going to join them again. Yeah. And I invite you and everyone to come up. You stay at our home, and we'll take you on a ice dive.
Yeah, are you sure you've been on the boat with us? I'm talking about Tiffany, you know, Scuba Cowboy. They travel with me. I mean, I know I'm easy, but it's the people that travel with me that scare people away most of the time. Right, Pup?
I'm all about it. We've already had this discussion. We're getting you under the ice one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, you know, there has been rumors that I could be deported, so maybe I'll be welcome in Canada now. Is that right?
That would be wonderful.
Oh, yes. That's great. So where do you go from here? Do you got plans after this little adventure? Is this kind of like a once, vacation adventure for you guys that you'll do, and then you won't go for another month or year or something, or what?
That's not my job. That's Heather's.
Heather's the travel agent. Yeah, actually, well, you were planning to do some more right after this, weren't you?
Yeah, we have another week. We're going back to Ceiba for about 5 days and then over to St. Martin for 6 days.
They're living the life. And we're going to meet some more of those folks next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We have a plane to catch.
And And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are anchored off the coast of Nevis, actually between Nevis and St. Kitts right now, on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard. And by the way, I just found out that the ice holes in Canada, they come and try. Did I just say that, by the way?
I think you just called our Canuck friends ice holes.
No, I said the ice holes are in triangles. The divers, they cut the ice in triangles because it's safer to get out of the water that way.
You dropped the ball on that one, bro.
I don't know. What are you going to do? It wouldn't be the first time. But, yeah, they cut them in triangles, according to Nick and Heather there up in Canada. And then also my idea about, yanking your – or being nice to your tether – you got to be nice to them because they switch out the next one. So if you try to punk your tender or you punk the guy up, that's underwater, you're going to get yours next. So that keeps everybody in check, I guess, when they're doing their ice diving. So I don't know, so much for having a little bit of fun at their expense, right, Pop?
I'm sure we would still have fun, just probably not the way you would think of it.
Yes, well, true, which is probably much safer. And a better and more responsible way to dive. All right, well, Vince has been with us all week with his friend Butch, and they've been diving with us, having a big time, first time on a liveaboard, and it's lived up to your expectations and possibly exceeded them. Is that right, Vince?
Absolutely. I just had a night dive tonight, and I saw animals I've never seen before, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a great dive that we were at. In my favorite site, they have this chain. By the way, what was the site name again? What was that site we were at? What was the name?
River Taw.
Exactly. River Taw is the site. And that's my favorite site in St. Kitts. After doing this 8 or 9 times, that one site, it just delivers every time. We saw a couple cool turtles. I mean, very seldom do you see two turtles during the day right together. I thought they were going to get their freak on right there in front of us. I thought we were going to see one of those natural, nature moments that we probably would have felt a little, dirty about afterwards. But they didn't. They just put on a nice little show, and we had some fun observing them. And it usually delivers on octopus. There's a little place or a couple places on that dive site where octopus are fairly consistent. Now, they were out gallivanting, so we missed them on this one. But it's a great site here in St. Kitts, and that's where we did the night dive. So I love it for sure. And, won't be coming back soon enough. Now, one of the things I did on this week, not only were we diving the Scuba Pro gear, thanks to Fraser and the folks from Scuba Pro, and he brought the Sea Life cameras on board. We got to play with those a little bit. But Vince brought some spare airs on the vessel for people to use during the week or demo and try. And I really found that on this trip in particular, actually the last couple trips that I've done liveaboard trips with, you have that tendency to not break the rules, but you end up diving in groups as opposed to, when I'm traveling, especially on the last trip I was with, I didn't really have a buddy with me that I brought. So we'd team up with the dive guide, and he would be kind of my buddy, but he'd also be the person who was leading the group around. So you'd have a tendency to spread out a little bit more than maybe you typically would with your, with a buddy that you brought on the trip with you. And that's kind of how I found the last couple trips. And, yeah, I'm not really breaking the rules, but I'm probably a little farther away from my buddy than I technically should be, right? And I felt way safer having that spare air holstered onto my BC because, God forbid you get off a little bit further away from your buddy than you need to be. That's where that peace of mind comes into play. And that's why, I don't know, whether you're a solo diver or just want that as, as a backup system, just makes you feel safer and know that you're ready and prepared to deal with a potential problem if you were to have an equipment issue. Right, Vince?
Yeah, spares is the best buddy you can have. It'll always be there if you ever need it.
And so many people tell us the same thing over and over. You get these testimonials from people that write the company out there in California and tell you guys, like, oh, my God, I'm so happy I had this. I had this malfunction or, ran out of air or God knows what happened. But, the spare air ended up being that buddy that wasn't close enough to save him at that particular moment. And having that on a liveaboard trip, especially in that kind of scenario I just described, I'm a very conservative diver. And you guys have watched me this week. I haven't been like some kind of cowboy diver or anything like that, right?
Yeah, no, you've been very cautious. And also,
but it'd be very easy to get separated from your buddy when you're getting, you know, bogged down with your, you know, taking pictures or something like that, and he gets a little bit more distracted doing something else. Maybe there's a mermaid or something that's drawn your attention away from your buddy, and you get a few more fin kicks away from him than you should be, and God forbid you were to have a free flow or something. You know, like we had an incident actually about midweek where somebody's octo started free flowing, and lo and behold, it was not a problem for them. But if they had their spare air, you know, they're good to go. You know, I mean, how do you feel about that, pup?
I was going to say, as a first time spare air user, mm-hmm. I was actually shocked at just how easy it was to just strap it right down. It's super lightweight. It's right there, and it literally, you just stick it in your mouth and suck it. I mean, you know, we
think that's in their marketing material, but maybe it should be added, Vince. You think?
I think that's a good line. I'll present that to my boss.
It's simplistic. That's what I'm saying.
It is.
Literally,
right.
It's so easy, and it was so lightweight, and it was just a comfortable feeling because it was right there at your side. Like you said, it gave you that extra bit of security, and I was surprised.
SpareAir.com. Get all the information. Different sizes. Easy to travel with. And great peace of mind diving. All right, look, it's been fun. Go to exploreventures.com for more information. And we got to thank the crew, the passengers, another great Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise was had by all. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Wear pup.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.